We have new guests in the room, and that's probably the most entertaining part of watching the webcam, is watching us switch out inside of 3 minutes every time we have new guests. I have Dr. Peggy Chabrian, the founder of Women in Aviation International, an organization close to my heart, a nonprofit organization dedicated to increasing diversity and providing opportunities for women and minorities in all facets of aviation and aerospace. WAI now has more than 12,000 members, men and women, in more than 85 chapters around the world. She's going to correct me on the numbers, but I used the modifier more than. So see, that technically makes it all correct. You have all kinds of outreach and educational conferences, girls in aviation events. You co-sponsor Women Venture with EAA, and you've got this incredible scholarship program. Welcome, Peggy. We also have Kelly Nelson, who is a storyteller, an editor, a private pilot, and she's currently director of communications at Women in Aviation International, and the chair this year of helping to pull together Women Venture, which I applaud you. That's a really, really tough kind of thing to do. Welcome, Kelly. Thanks so much for being here today. So we're going to get a bunch of stuff here. First of all, Peggy, why don't you start with what's going on at Women in Aviation?
Well, Women in Aviation has a lot of things going on, as you mentioned. And one of the things I'll talk about, you talked about the 85 chapters. We now are up to 108 chapters.
Whoa, I got to revise that number. I'm going to start saying more than 100.
That's good. And many of those chapters, I think the last I heard from Molly on the Girls in Aviation Day, I think we're up to 60-some chapters who are planning to participate in Girls in Aviation Day in September.
Well, talk a little more about Girls in Aviation Day. Tell us.
It's a one-day program. It's the third Saturday in September, so the 24th this year, of introducing young girls ages 8 to 16 to aviation, whether learning to fly or talking about aviation careers. So there's going to be a lot of hands-on activities going on where they can learn about sectional charts, flight simulators, and aviation maintenance kind of tool, using tool, all different kind, and each chapter has its own events. Some of them are held at aviation museums or FBOs, or again, wherever the local chapter happens to be, whatever the aviation opportunities are. There's also career presentations, particularly to the middle school, high school age young ladies who participate to learn about various careers in aviation. Last year we had one, and we had around 43 chapters who participated, I think, Kelly, with about 3,200 young ladies. So we're thinking probably over 5,000 this year.
This is a big deal. And then here at Women at EAA Air Venture.
We're renaming it next year.
We're taking over.
Yeah, there you go. Tell us, Kelly, what's going on. And it's not just that. There's a girls' summer camp kind of thing going on here, too.
That's right. So Women Venture has traditionally been one day that we kind of highlight all the things that women do in aviation. And this year, we've expanded that programming throughout the week so that anybody who's here this week can have a chance throughout whatever day they're here to go and find something Women Venture to do. And right now, the Women's Soar Camp, as you mentioned, is going on. It started Sunday, and then it's a day camp. And today, these girls are out at the seaplane base. And this afternoon, they'll be out in the hands-on workshops, kind of getting a taste of all the things that the industry has to offer them, which is very exciting because we're better to be introduced to aviation than right here where it's all in one spot.
Can guys come to any of this stuff too?
You're welcome to watch us do our thing. Learn from the masters.
I guess
have a lot of guys who participate in our Girls in Aviation to help during the process. We have a lot of men who are members, yeah. And in fact, our college chapters are 50-50 men, women, most of them, and there's a reason for that. I've figured this out.
Uh-huh. It's no big secret, right?
And we absolutely support appreciate the support of the men. I mean, all of us have had male mentors or, husbands, fathers, brothers who have introduced us or helped us along our way. So we definitely appreciate that support. And the things we do with Women Venture are just to try to kind of connect the girls, because there aren't many of us. So oftentimes when you're out there learning to fly, you might be the only female voice on the radio at your airport, or I had one other girl at my airport. So coming to a place where there are thousands of other girls at this airport to hang out with and swap stories and just connect and engage with, that's really special. And that's what we want to do, is be able to bring them together and help them find each other and make friends.
What do you think that's all about? I mean, when we talk about the aviation industry and ladies, and that percentage just seems to hang there under that 10% mark. And I've had ladies say, well, I don't know, it's a guy thing. You know, I don't know how to, I'm not a mechanical person. And but what do you think it is that might hold ladies back sometimes?
Well, I'm optimistic that we're about to see some change there as these other generations kind of get of age. And I think the things that we're doing with Women Soar and Girls in Aviation Day and Women Venture, for me, if I can see someone like me doing that thing, then I know it's possible. So through these events, what we want to do is show young girls, look, there's women who are controllers and mechanics, and they're doing the things you want to do. And the more that they see that and we increase that visibility for them, the more those younger generations are going to come into the industry in full force. And
well, and Peggy, you've got conferences, and conferences are a great place for the members of Women in Aviation to show non-members who we are, what we do, and the scholarship program that you've got.
We, at our conference this year in March in Nashville, Tennessee, we had around 5,000 people, and we, at our closing banquet, had the announcement of our $10 millionth in scholarships we awarded in our 20 years of our scholarship history. But we gave out, I think it was 108 or 110 different scholarships that totaled over $600,000 just this year alone.
And well, that goes to members, men,
right,
women.
Yes. Right.
That's right. And I've told that to students that I fly with that are men. That, and I say, you know, when they're looking at going on in aviation, I said, you really ought to be in Women in Aviation. Like, yeah,
well,
okay,
and there's one
on,
more,
you know,
factor of the conference that has gotten very big, which is the career fair.
And I think it's through those kinds of things. You know, you said you're encouraging men to come into the Women in Aviation community and look for opportunities. And we've seen an increase in that over the last couple of years. But the good that's come out of that, not that it's not good to have everybody together, but I think a lot of men are starting to recognize the contributions women have made in the industry as
that's
well.
That's exactly
and
right.
So, I mean, all of us want to have a more understanding co-pilot next to us. So, you know, encouraging that education is kind of one of the byproducts of the career fair and the men showing up at the conference.
I'll give you a couple of quick numbers on the positive side. You mentioned about the total number of women pilots has kind of hovered around the 6-7%. But on the good news side, when the organization started and with where we are today, you know, 20 some years later, the number of women mechanics it used to be less than 1% or right around 1%, and that's now up to about 4-4.5%. The number of women airline pilots was again around 1%, and now it's over 5 or 6.
Yeah, it's almost 6%.
So the percentages, they're still small, but if you think about the fact maybe there were 100 women mechanics back in 1995, and now there are, you know, a couple thousand or 4,000, I think now, it is increasing. It takes a while.
Well, you know, you mentioned too the 108 chapters. I mean, are they all in the United States or?
Oh, no, that's just the thing.
Right. We have chapters in about 20 different countries now.
Whoa, that's a lot of opportunities for ladies to get involved.
Well, and you need to understand that Women in Aviation is about mechanics, dispatchers,
air
flight attendants,
controllers.
Air traffic controllers. And you go to a country like Thailand, and the air traffic controllers are women. You go to a country like Nigeria, and the people who fix the avionics, that the VORs and the NDBs and the ILSs and all of that equipment are women.
Mm-hmm.
And so you find these pockets of women mm-hmm. all over the world who are involved in aviation but don't know that they could do other things in aviation too, or that there are other people like them.
Right.
Wow, it's an incredible. But no, so when you have your event every year I guess you've done it a lot of times in Nashville. You guys seem to like Nashville.
We like Orlando too.
How do you gather that interest for women that don't know anything about it yet? I mean, do you just put ads in the paper or in the magazines? Or how do you spread the word? And what can we do to help?
Well, a number of different ways. We market our conference through the local media. And Kelly maybe can talk more about that, too, in terms of press releases and media releases and ways we engage. And then going through the schools and the Girl Scouts and things like that, encouraging people to bring their children or grandchildren or nieces or schools to the conference for that one day is also encouraging the adults to come with them, and then they're also getting introduced.
Kelly, where can we find more information about the activities that I know you've got going on tomorrow and throughout the rest of the week?
That's right. Tomorrow is our big Women Venture Day, so we will be out in our green shirts. The photo is on the plaza at 11 a.m. You want to get there a little bit early to get in place for it, or come see the large group of women out there. It's going to be pretty impressive. We've given away almost 2,000 shirts. You can pick those up at the EAA Welcome Center, at the WAI booth in Hangar B, or at the 99's booth in Hangar B. There's limited sizes left, so if you still need one, get it today so that you can join us for that photo. And you can find all of the events at eaa.org/womenventure. The full schedule for the week is there.
Oh, that sounds terrific. I'm really looking forward to seeing how that photo goes tomorrow. Listen, we can't thank you enough for coming in to EAA Radio 96.5 FM.